So, how can the modern building qualify under the historical criterion? Really, this sort of brings up a more like esoteric question of at which point does something become history? How old must it be to be considered historical? What makes something history or historical is rather hard to pin down in really like specific precepts. So, there is no like consistent set of rules and regulations in regard to this. So, like, as a way to get around that, I'm trying to not define whether the Mater building is historical or not, but whether it has the features that give it the potential to become labeled as historical after whatever vague amount of time has passed for it to be considered as such. So, is defining what potential means in this context, we need to look at what aspects are consistent among locations that are considered historical. Often these historical spaces are rooted in elements of culture and design, and how the location is either a remnant of those features that are no longer commonly seen or is relevant to a culture that is still present. The element of the heritage criteria that I feel could apply here is that the Mater building has the potential to become an example of a rare or endangered aspect of Victorian history. The connection to this history is through the architecture of the building itself. So, as I mentioned before, the Dent, Cork and Marshall Group has designed a number of buildings, and specifically we're going to look at those ones designed in Australia that were built in a period ranging from the mid-1990s to the very early 2000s. That all feature very similar external design elements. If you look at the Mater building, you see it has that industrial metal sort of sheet metal around the outside, and it has that yellow highlights, and it has the bars. That's those sort of elements. So, one of the structures that was designed or contributed to by the Dent, Cork and Marshall Group that I didn't mention in the design section is that the group actually worked on the design for Federation Square. The Federation Square is a very significant piece of Melbourne geography, and currently we have debate over aspects of it that are at risk of being demolished to make way for a new Apple store. So the history, the thing that I will believe will become like a significant history is the public outcry and debate that has come up in response to that announcement of that potentiality. And I feel that whether or not that goes through, whether or not part of it is a story to make Apple Store or not, the fact that that event happened and that everyone engaged will become a significant, a sort of an important part or important footnote in Victorian history that is used to define an aspect of public opinion at the time. And so I believe it's through that connection of design to the Dent, Cork and Marshall Group and other buildings made at the same time, and through that to Federation Square, I believe that given enough time, it'll still be relevant and will be historical.